Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As I mentioned in the post, the first thing to consider when implementing a new idea is if buyers are going to see this as a good thing to do one of these days, or if our idea is something they need right now. And to figure that out, let's drill down on how buyers make that distinction. Seriously, how do they decide? Well, it's more subjective than you think. Here are two prominent factors. First up, the buyer's other options. This is where a lot of us get tripped up. Yes, you can solve that big problem, and the buyer thinks so too. The bigger question, do the low-cost providers have a solution too? Does the buyer have internal resources? The buyer will say no in the beginning of the sales cycle, but you'll be surprised how fast, how good other options look when we start talking money. The key here, be brutally honest with ourselves. If our idea doesn't compete with other options, be prepared for stalled sales. Second up, the buyer's role in making this happen. Yeah, I know this has nothing to do with you. And I've seen way too many deals fall apart because the buyer thinks, dang, this is going to take a lot of work. This usually happens when our idea doesn't fit their system. The buyer has to go outside the usual path either to get approval or to bring your work to their organization. So ask yourself, do I fit in a current system? If not, your brilliant idea could turn into nice to have in an instant. People are super busy, and the idea of more work can feel overwhelming. The common denominator? The buyer defines nice to have based on their situation and how we fit into it. Knowing this beforehand can help us decide if this challenge can be easily overcome or if we need to choose another idea to implement. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.